And we should mention that, I mean, really the major trend in terms of adjuvant trials has been to look at adding in biologics.
Right.
So you've got that study that looks at cetuximab, the anti-EGFR agent, and then there are other studies that look at bevacizumab, the anti-VEGF agent. So that bevacizumab study, the NSABP study, the CO8 study, that's going to create a lot of attention in oncology because you've got adjuvant studies in bevacizumab just getting started with lung, breast, renal, they're thinking right. about it, ovary. And everybody's wondering, you know, how are these biologic agents going to play out in the adjuvant setting? Metastatic, we know it helps. Anyhow, I want to sort of move forward in terms of then how you would follow up a patient like that, advice you'd give to the patient about diet and exercise. But first, just one more thing to backtrack a little bit into this situation with the five positive nodes. We talked about trials looking at biologics in the adjuvant setting. Now, you have a situation with five positive nodes, and we know that chemo alone is not necessarily going to lower that risk to a point that you'd be comfortable. The obvious temptation, and again, everybody was thinking about this when the trastuzumab trials were going on, is should we try it now? If it were you, would you go ahead? And I mean, of course, there's a cost and reimbursement issue, but assuming somehow you could get it, would you consider taking a biologic like cetuximab or bevacizumab? If a patient asked you that, how would you respond?
I've generally not been in favor of that. I had a young CEO patient who, you know, is hard driving, aggressive by nature, who said after a liver resection, I really want bevacizumab in addition to FOLFOX. He was stage 4 at diagnosis. And I said, that isn't ordinarily what I would recommend, but if you've realized that we're moving into uncharted territory and that there is some potential additional risk with the bevacizumab, I'm willing to go there with you.
What did you tell that person the risk was?
He had just had a major liver resection. We were starting the Bev a month later. And I told him that there was a modest but potential risk of bleeding. Now he's done with his adjuvant therapy and he's fine. He got FOLFOX Bev for 6 months.
And he started a month after surgery?
He did.
Don't people usually wait more, 6 or 8 weeks?
This is an aggressive guy. He would have started.
Wow.
He wanted to start the day after he came out of the OR.